Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Can you afford to retire? Let's face it. If there's plenty of online calculators that'll help you figure it out, whether you can afford to retire based on the amount of money you'll need to replace a specific percent of your income. But are these good enough to give you a personalized, thoughtful analysis of the amount of money you're going to need to replace your paychecks? Well, this past week, Terry thought so, but guess what? As we dug into his longevity, taxes, and the actual market performance, we found that the online guidelines were deeply flawed. So today, I'll walk you through the steps you need to come up with a realistic estimate of how much money you're going to need if you want to retire. Clear your schedule for the next hour and find out if it's possible for you still to retire. Good morning. Monday is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Hope you're getting the barbecue ready to fire up tomorrow. Memorial is a day that we're going to honor all those who died in defense of our country and in defense of us. Typically, you think of soldiers on the battlefield with bombs blowing up next to them, bullets flying. But as you think about those who died helping us, think about your local healthcare worker, the doctors, nurses, health assistants, and janitors who keep taking care of our sick, who keep walking in every day knowing that they could be infected and possibly die. Remember on Monday how all of those people gave up two lives, the one they were living right then and there, and the one they would have lived at home as a husband, wife, father, mother, grandfather, or grandmother. They gave up everything for the country, for us, for freedom, your freedom. Freedom is not free. I am David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions here every single week. And that's because I've run a financial firm for over 25 years, and I also happen to be a practicing attorney. We are live right now in the studio. I am, just like you, working out of my home office, so thank you for tuning in this morning. If you have a question, give us a call right now. Kevin's there answering the phone, 808-5627. You know the number. It's 808-KNBR. Or you can always tweet me a question during the week if something comes up. You need some help. At PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio if you have a question. So I was just talking about Terry. He thought he had it all figured out. After all, he's bought stocks all these years, and they've done great. Hey, good morning, Jay. Jay's out for his morning walk right now. They've done great, except for March 23rd, where he was down over 40%. That didn't matter, though, he thought, because he can retire anyway and everything's going to work out, right? After all, the online calculator said so. So let me ask you this. Would you step on an airplane if the pilot told you as you crossed the threshold, there's an 86% chance that we're going to land safely? I don't think so. Whether it's this year or years from now, there are very important steps you must take right now to ensure you're on track to retire on time and financially confident. So today, I'm going to share exactly what they are as we tease out five smart moves to make sure you retire on time and on your terms. Now, let's get started. What's wrong with that 70% rule? That's the rule that says that you can live on 70% of what you're earning right now at work when you actually retire. Well, I found that the most retirees end up spending actually more than that, more than they did when they were working. So the 70% rule could virtually bankrupt you faster than you thought. And so remember this, once you retire, you're going to no longer be contributing to a 401k or any other type of workplace retirement plan. So that expense typically goes away. And if you contribute to a health savings account through your job, that expense will possibly go away as well. Maybe, it just depends on how you're going to categorize your income later. Once you sign up for Medicare, you can no longer contribute to an HSA. I don't know if you knew that, but once you do go for Medicare, the HSA option goes away. But you can use the money in that HSA account to pay for your unreimbursed healthcare costs and any sort of deductibles that you may have. So that's why I really love the HSA account. And if you don't have one, I highly recommend you get one started, even if you're at or near retirement. Still can give you some pretty good tax-free money that you can use for that. Now, if you plan to pay off your mortgage, again, that's usually a very large line item you can remove from your budget as you start to build your budget for your retirement plans. Although, remember this, you're still going to need to pay that property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and of course, any maintenance. Yesterday, we were reviewing this with a client, and he said, you know, I spend maintenance every year in my house because things just break and they fall apart. And how do you really know what to put in there in terms of a number? Because you could have a roof problem. You could have a water heater go out. It just depends, right? A new refrigerator you need, all those sort of things. So all we can do is look at an estimate, look at the age of your house, look at any major deferrals you've done that need to be done, particularly when it comes to water damage and so forth. So anyway, we try and get a good idea around that as we build that for you. Now, what about your medical costs? Even if you're eligible for Medicare, remember that starts when you're 65, don't forget to add the cost of that back into your monthly expenses. It's not cheap. And many of my clients have been surprised at how much it costs, particularly if there are two of you. Now, earlier in the show, I was talking about Terry and his wife, Jane. You see, Jane just stopped working, and Terry has been retired now for some time. Jane's worried because Terry likes to play, quote, the stock market. It's entertaining to him. But with the large drawdown that happened on March 23rd, Jane is worried that they're going to run out of money in retirement, particularly if we have another 2008 scenario occur. Add to that, they have an adult child, Trevor, and Trevor is still on the payroll. So they're paying for his rent while he's looking for jobs and living with friends. The truth is, though, all of these unknowns can complicate even the most sophisticated team of planners, because it's impossible to figure out how much of a drain Trevor's going to be on their savings. And, of course, their relationship, because Jane is just not comfortable. Now, what if Terry has to sell stocks while they're retired to pay some of the bills that are going to come up, like a roof, for instance? Then what? What if the market's down and he has to liquidate some of those shares? I couldn't stop myself from shuddering when Terry suggested during the conversation that he wanted to give Trevor $100,000 to use as a down payment on a new condo so he could stop paying rent to someone else. But then I said, well, what about the mortgage, Terry? How is he going to afford to do that? He's going to have a job. And you're not working anymore, so who's going to qualify for the loan? Jane just smiled. So Terry and Jane wanted to know more. So we went into some more things like healthcare. I told them that according to the Kaiser Foundation, the average Medicare beneficiary spent more than $5,400 in out-of-pocket costs for healthcare, and that was just for one person. So in their case, they had to double that. Then I asked them whether they would sign up for Medicare Part B plus Part D and a Medigap plan, or were they going to go with a Medicare Advantage plan? They looked at me like a deer in the headlights. So then I went on to explain to them that a Medicare Advantage plan provides medical and drug coverage from a private insurer that has its own network of doctors. And since Terry's health wasn't so great, and he likes his doctors, that that would be a better way to go. And they agreed with that. Terry also happens to have bad teeth. And I pointed out that the dental care that Jane brought to the table is now off the table. And that's not covered by traditional Medicare type plans. And it can also be a huge expense in retirement. In fact, I've had clients who've paid over $30,000 to have their teeth removed and replaced with implants. I've also seen clients spend more than $3,000 on hearing aids, which aren't covered by Medicare either. So again, these are just financial hits that are going to hit that portfolio and force stocks to be sold. Now, Jane is 63, and I pointed out that the cost for health insurance premiums, along with the deductibles, are going to be pretty steep. So I said to her she should probably take a look at her employer's health insurance plan for the next 18 months under the federal laws known as COBRA until she gets to be 65. And then I reminded them that they'll have to pick up the entire premium, not just the percent that was paid by their employer while they were working. They're going to have to pay the whole thing. So another option Jane had was to buy a policy through the California Health Insurance Exchange, which you can find at coveredcalifornia.gov. These policies can be pricey, but the insurer can't turn you down because of any pre-existing condition that you might have. So many retirees who are looking for insurance, this could be a good way to go until you get your Medicare. Now, remember, your income usually will determine how much you pay through this program. So you may want to get that structured properly if you're looking at doing this, say, maybe a year out from now. All these things obviously can cause some sort of a risk to your lifestyle, particularly if they come out of nowhere and you just didn't expect them. Right now, I know we're experiencing somewhat of a bear market when you look at the total world economy. And so if you're just retiring now, or you are early in retirement and continue withdrawing the same amount, you'll have to sell more stocks than you use to get that income that you were used to on a monthly basis just to pay your bills. Now, this pattern, when markets are down and you sell things off, this is what's called a death spiral in my business. And that's because even if the market eventually recovers, which of course we expect it to do that, your portfolio might not. So you may have to reduce your withdrawals and your lifestyle, or you're going to risk running out of money. It's just that simple. What if that second wave of this pandemic comes back stronger in November and we all have to shelter in place a little longer than we all think? I'm sure you just heard the news about Apple and Google and having their employees stay home till the end of the year. What's that going to do to the economy? The market. I was talking last segment about that. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that when withdrawing money from your retirement accounts, it's safe to withdraw around 4% each year. Is this good advice in this day and age of low interest rates and high risk in the market? You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. The financial and investing world can be so complex, so intimidating, so much so that some people become frozen, or they end up making mistakes or just missing out. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way, and we believe the only solution for this is good information. So given the current circumstances, we are offering virtual workshops that you can attend from your own computer in your own home. These webinars allow us to have a plain English, straightforward conversation with you. And so I'm happy to announce this coming Friday at 3:30. I'm going to be discussing something called the Mega Backdoor Roth IRA. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then or you have one at work and maybe you don't even know how to use it or take advantage of it, you're not going to want to miss this. This is a great way to get to know us, and you can actually meet me virtually. I know you listen to the show. So if you'd like to participate in this, there's a couple ways to do it. You could call 866-PROTECT right now and reserve a seat, 866-PROTECT. Or you can also go to pyaevents.com right now, and you can register right there, pyaevents.com. And so if you have some coworkers at work who have a 401k as well with you, tell them about this. Let them find out about the Mega Backdoor Roth IRA. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All I know is that I don't know.
All right, so we're going to be talking about bad advice that they say. So here's one they say. They say that when you withdraw money from your retirement accounts, it's safe to withdraw 4% each year. Well, is this good advice in this day and age of low interest rates and, of course, high risk in the markets? And how about just the average returns we've seen over the last decade, if you will? Well, the 4% rule is over 20 years old, and a lot's changed since it was so popular in the 90s. So there is a research article out you may want to get your hands on if you're thinking about doing that. And again, let's talk about what that means. It means you retire, you have a 401k account, maybe you have some savings, and your plan is to take out 4% of that account balance, say on an annual basis, to live off of to supplement your other sources of income, like maybe Social Security or a pension or rents, whatever you have. Putting money in your bank, okay? So there was an article that came out. It's called, if you want to write this down, it's called The 4% Rule is Not Safe in a Low Yield World. Now, this article came out a few years ago, but it has a lot of application to where we are right now. And so as I talk to people during these 15-minute coaching calls that we're doing, and by the way, if you have not seen our website lately, check it out, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. There's a sexy little green button at the upper right. People have been clicking that and been setting up phone calls with me. It's a 15-minute call. And one of the folks brought up this 4% rule and how they had been doing it for years, and it's worked just fine. And now with interest rates being where they are, they're starting to see some drop in their principal, and they're wondering what that means. I talked earlier about that phenomenon called the death spiral. And so this article, again, the 4% rule is not safe in a low yield world, talks more about what you can expect when you use that rule. And so it was fascinating to read. But first and foremost, the article points out that the safety of a 4% initial withdrawal strategy depended back then on asset return assumptions. So as you start to take that apart, asset returns have just declined over the last 20 years, period. We've had three bear markets. We've had a deep recession. And no one really knows where this current recession that we're in right now, where is it going to go? A lot of folks are talking about the second wave. And what does the second wave mean if it comes up in November, December? What does it mean for 2021? Add to that, that the intermediate term real interest rates right now, I'm talking about rates that you get on your savings, are much lower today than they were back then. In fact, they're about 4% lower today than they were back then. So where do you think interest rates are going to go in the future with $3 trillion of stimulus that was just put out there? And I know you've heard this. I'm getting the questions myself. When's the rest of the money coming? People are expecting another $3 trillion or so coming of stimulus. What is that going to do to interest rates? Well, of course it's going to keep them lower. At least that's my opinion. I think rates are going to stay low for some time because they have to. We have to attract currency from outside of the U.S. to keep all of this going. And right now, according to things that I read, we're seeing a lot of stimulus being injected in the system, and outside countries, businesses, who knows who, are buying large blocks of the treasuries, and they're using that as the haven to keep their safe money. Because let's face it, the U.S. dollar is still the dominant currency in the world. And we obviously do set interest rates here in the U.S. And of course, as long as we're in that position, that is a good position to be in. And obviously, in order to do that, rates are going to remain low to keep it all going. So if you're relying on rates to be at a certain level to support the 4% withdrawal rate, that could be super dangerous. Because the study, again, in this article, again, I'm talking about the 4% rule is not safe in a low yield world. The study goes on to show how when you calibrate current bond returns to match the duration of bond investments used in previous simulations, and then you add to that the historical equity premium, the projected failure rate for retirement accounts, get this, jumps to 57%. You heard me right, 57%. So do you want to take a 57% chance that your withdrawal strategy will not work? Huh, I don't think so. How is that going to happen? Well, first and foremost, if equity markets don't return the type of returns that the 4% rule was talking about, then that's a problem. When you add to that what happens with bond rates and bond yields not equaling what they did back then as well, you have another problem. So let's add to that on top of it, what if the pandemic goes on longer and the second wave, again, takes us through November potentially, and we have to shelter in place longer than we all think. Coming up next, it's time for our last segment where I've got two more really good things you need to know, particularly if you are planning for your retirement, two more ideas that I think you're going to find pretty interesting. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman, and we will be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And isn't that name, Protect Your Assets, so relevant right now when the future is so uncertain? Hey, that reminds me, if you missed any of today's show, and most importantly, my market segment that we do right up front, then go listen to our podcast at PYA Radio. Again, that's at pyaradio.com. Anytime you like, they will be up there. So we have couple podcasts that you probably would like to hear, and if you like them, do me a favor, please pass them on to your friends because they probably like them too. Okay, so given the current circumstances, we are doing virtual workshops, if you will. They're called webinars, and you can attend these right from your own computer. These webinars allow us to have a plain English, straightforward conversation with you. And this Friday, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be doing a new topic. It'll be this Friday at 3:30, and it's going to be the Mega Backdoor Roth IRA Strategy. Came across this with one of my clients who works for a large employer in the Bay Area that offers this Mega Backdoor Strategy, and thought, why not? Let's talk about this for the group, because there could be some other people out there who have this strategy at work and don't even know about it, or if they do, maybe they're not maximizing it to the full extent that they possibly could. So the Mega Backdoor Roth IRA Strategy could work for you. This is a great way for you to get to know me virtually, if you will. I know you usually hear my voice, but This way we can interact with each other. So again, how you register for that, there's two ways to do it. You can call 866-PROTECT right now. That's the phone number, 866-PROTECT, to register for that. Or you can go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com, and you'll see attend an event. Click that and you can register right through there as well. So want to wish some happy birthdays. Marilyn Beardsley, Karen Pomerantz, George Calandry, Genevieve Bittner-Race, and Dr. Nancy Hebel. Happy birthday to all of you. I really hope you enjoy your birthday with our light opening again. But, of course, we're all sheltering in place and doing our best to keep everybody healthy. Speaking about keeping everybody healthy, if you're thinking about retiring or you are in retirement, today I've been sharing with you five ideas that you need to know to make sure that you can still retire, or if you're in retirement, retiring on your own terms. And so if you missed any of that insight, again, go back and go to pyradio.com to listen to it. But of the five smart moves you need to make sure you retire on time, the last couple smart moves to make in your retirement planning, of course, address everyone's favorite subject, taxes. Yes, of course. So don't forget about taxes. I find a lot of people just don't calculate that as part of their total return or part of what they're going to be losing in terms of income as income is being generated. What do I mean by that? Well, let's start off with this. The tax code right now offers some perks. Once you retire, if you are 65 years or older, you can claim an additional $1,300 for your standard deduction in 2020. Now, if you're married, you can double that, $2,600. Or you can do this, an additional $1,650 if you're unmarried and you're not a surviving spouse. So those are the numbers, $1,300, $1,650, or $2,600 if there's two of you. Now, if you factor in a precipitous drop in your tax bill, your budget could fall short. What do I mean by that? Well, all of the pre-tax money that you've dutifully been socking away into that 401k, IRA, maybe you have a deferred comp plan. Well, guess what? That's going to all be taxed as ordinary income when you start to take it out. Most pensions that you're going to receive, most deferred comp, which you may not be able to control, that's also going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates too. And when you start to get your payments and you add those together with Social Security, all that could be taxable. Now, one thing I don't want you to forget about is, depending on all your different sources of income, if you live in California, a portion, get this, of your Social Security benefit could be taxed. California pretty much taxes everything, as you know, including your Social Security benefits. And so it's really a good idea, if you're like most pre-retirees, to get an idea of what your income will look like as you combine your taxable and tax-deferred accounts. So it's worth sitting down with a financial planner or a CPA to discuss the most tax-efficient way to start to withdraw money from these accounts as you enter in retirement. Because someone who's good at taxes, let's call them a tax pro, if you will, a tax pro can help you come up with a realistic estimate. So let me say that again. Realistic estimate of your federal, your state, any sort of local taxes that you might have to pay before you pay them. That's right. You heard me say this right. Before you pay them. So think about it this way. Wouldn't you like to know what you're going to pay before you pay it? Or do you just like getting that bill at the end of the day saying, oh boy, that was not what I expected? Of course you don't. So get in front of that. Also, the last one that I don't want you to forget is inflation. This is something that a lot of people either miscalculate or just ignore it altogether. Many people have grown accustomed to low inflation over the last 10 years. But let's think about that. That could change with all the stimulus that the Fed's pumping into the system right now. And even if the overall inflation rate remains low, healthcare expenses that I talked about earlier, those have historically risen much faster than the rate of inflation. So when you calculate your cost of living, I'd like you to use around 2.65% as an inflation rate on your ordinary expenses, and I'd suggest that you bump up to 10% on your healthcare costs. So if you've purchased long-term care insurance, you can expect your premiums to rise at a rate faster than inflation. Some insurers have hiked premiums on policies purchased before 2005 by, get this, 50% or more. Insurers have done a better job of pricing more recent policies, but it's just a good idea to plan for an increase of about 20% when it comes to your long-term care every 10 years. Listen, if you need help with this, we can help. If your 401k is now a 301k, don't just sit there. Fight back. Give me a call right now and get a second opinion. It's easy, it's painless, and it's complimentary, and we do all the heavy lifting for you. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call to remove the gray area and talk with a licensed fiduciary is 866-PROTECT. Stop wondering how to make your money last, how to get more out of interest rates that we're currently feeling right now. Feel better about your financial independence right now. Take action. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. That's my number. You can talk to us right now, 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team today on this Memorial Day weekend. They are working. Today we got executive producer and network manager Kevin Renford doing a great job. Thanks, buddy. And, of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Claire, Phil, and Felicia, all covering the phones today. Thank you guys very much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio
or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information
provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute
for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal
legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
Bring us a make her the cutest I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover.
Kojo Media Experience.